The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, the Omaha City Council gave its approval to a median restriction ordinance. The measure, which was approved yesterday, prohibits anyone from loitering on medians within 200 feet of Omaha's most dangerous intersections.
So how many, supporters? That's just a certain amount of, a certain number of... I saw. It's not every intersection.
No. It's, like it's just like the big ones, like 70, 72nd.
Yeah, like 72 of them or something like that in the Omaha area.
So they say law, it's for public safety issues, which, you know, I mean, intersections, especially like the one that we've referenced quite a bit, or the one that they've referenced quite a bit, is that 72nd and Dodge. I mean, it's so big.
That
I
seems
mean, to get
weird
out
that
to
they
that
name
median.
That it affects 72 like medians.
72 or 76.
When it's all about 70 seconds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then there's a new hotel coming to the Exarban Village. Omaha City Council voted yesterday to approve $2 million tax increment financing. So those TIFs for the project, the plans call for tearing down two unused buildings in Exarban building, Exarban Village and replacing them with a five-story, 110-room hotel.
Because we don't have any hotels in this town.
No, we don't. And the $15 million hotel is expected to open in 2009.
We're growing. We need more.
Stuff goes up so fast in the city, you'll drive past something and you're like, where did that come from?
They got it down.
There's a two-story building in Blackstone across from like Blackstone Social and like Night Owl and that kind
of. Is it done? Because I drove by it and all of a sudden it was in construction.
It's just east of the meatball.
Wow.
It's like, I drove past this yesterday and it wasn't a second story.
Now what are they putting in there?
They can build as fast as they want to go.
Probably, I mean, I don't know.
Probably a really cool place that sells meatballs, ice cream cones, and skinny jeans.
To young people?
The guys who already sell all that stuff are like, hey!
I guarantee whatever it is, the moment I walk in there, the guy will sigh. Hey, dude, can I help you? 10 minutes later.
How dare you? Two Senate Republicans are speaking out against the president. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, he took to the Senate floor yesterday to say that he's not running for re-election in a speech aimed at Trump. Flake said reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has been accepted as, quote, telling it like it is. He also said that he would not be complicit and silent about the behavior. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker said that Trump isn't up to the job of the presidency. He also said that Trump's demeanor is debasing the U.S.
Stuff we'd never heard before.
Well, these guys now are not doing their job. They're like protests.
Yeah.
It's like, well, somebody voted you in there to do stuff.
I think one of them said he's going to retire.
Right. But they're still around for like a year. So they're, you know, they're folding their arms and going, I'm not going to do nothing.
Yeah. So this was him making his announcement that he's not. This is Flake announcing that he isn't running for re-election.
Flake is going to be a flake and just not do anything.
New details are emerging about the ambush in Niger earlier this month in which four U.S. soldiers were killed. Two U.S. officials who saw classified intelligence say that special forces were pursuing an ISIS recruiter when they were attacked. One theory said that the official with direct knowledge of the military investigation is that the soldiers were gathering information about the target and decided to pursue him after discovering his whereabouts.
They're like, he's a recruiter. He had a table set up.
He was
pamphlets.
Giving away.
He was wearing a shirt, like a nice collared shirt that said ISIS on it.
Had koozies.
Ooh, what is this about?
Those laminates. They had those the lanyards, ISIS lanyards. That they're going to go ahead, help yourself. You know, if you want to take some of the stuff and maybe look at it, come back later. So ISIS recruiter, they were attacked. One theory was that the official with direct knowledge of the military investigation is that the soldiers were gathering information about the target. They went after him. The official said that the big question then would be whether the unit got authorization and whether the risks were assessed or whether or not they just went ahead and made a split decision in the field. And big changes are coming to the Mega Millions lottery, including the cost of a ticket. starting Saturday, you'll have to pay $2 to play instead of $1. They are trying to get on the same par as their rival, Powerball. The grand prize will start at $40 million for Mega Millions instead of $15 million, and the odds of winning the jackpot are also going up.
Yeah.
The odds of you winning the Mega Millions jackpot are about to get even longer.
Yeah, they I like how they bring this out. They say that we, the people, the... that play the lottery like to win big jackpots. It's like, yeah, you like to make big checks too. I mean,
the escalation of the numbers. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, but less winners, more money comes in. I mean, I wish I'd. Well, how much? What's the percentage of money that goes to whatever that money goes to that the lottery pays for?
They're supposed to pay for education. It's supposed to go to a bunch of different programs. I don't know what it is state by state.
Okay.
I guess Mega Millions is also going to introduce a $3 ticket that gives players two chances at the jackpot instead of one. The catch is the $3 ticket holder is only eligible to win the jackpot prize, not the secondary prizes. So if you pay that $3, like let's say you almost get, you know how if you buy a ticket and you didn't hit the Powerball, but you got other numbers, you can win those smaller pots.
Yeah, yeah.
If you buy the $3 ticket, that excludes you from getting that. So the regular Mega Millions ticket is now a 1 in 24 chance of winning some kind of prize, but that's worse.
The big deal is $1 to $2.
Yeah. Yes.
People call it a poor tax. I mean, they always have. The money goes and helps all kinds of local stuff, but it's also, it's a lot of people play it. They can't afford to play it.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be.
I've seen people walk in there with like notebooks.
With all their numbers?
With all numbers. And they just sit there and I don't even know what they're doing. But yeah,
you're like,
it's a
dude,
process.
I just want to buy a Slurpee.
When you're standing behind them, you're like,
worst.
Can't there be a Mega Millions line separate?
Should be. And after more than a century, Sears will no longer sell Whirlpool appliances. Wall Street Journal reported that the retailer has ended the relationship after taking issue with pricing demands made by the Whirlpool appliance manufacturer. Merchandise in stock, like washing machines, refrigerators, those will be sold off, but no new inventory will be coming in. Whirlpool products have been taken off the Sears website, along with Kmart's site, which is also owned by Sears. And the Dodgers are getting the jump on the Astros in the 2017 World Series.
Clayton, I think it's going to go quick.
Yeah. 3-1, game one in Los Angeles. Dodgers host game two of the best of seven series today.
This was my Facebook flashback yesterday was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 3 years ago. Me and Party were at game one of the World Series, and it was the Dodgers versus Kansas City.
Oh, was it then?
And
no,
it was the
San
year
Francisco, I thought. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, it was, yeah, that's right. And it was opening night. Remember, they just got smoked.
Yes, they got killed.
It was just the pitcher shutting them down.
That's what's going to happen.
Last night, Justin Turner, who's the redhead that we laugh about that's got the crazy beard.
Gimli.
Another home run. Just blasted out. 103-degree heat. They had to keep changing jerseys.
I just see how sweaty they were.
103. Oh, like a freaking heat wave in October.
Yeah. LA's just getting hit.
It was weird watching Beardos throw at Beardos like that. It was awesome. I'm like, and they're sweating.
That just flop sweat. They're like, beards were a bad idea to play in LA. Maybe we should have gone with the shave the head series instead of how far can we grow our hair.
You think I'll go 7? I think I'll be pretty close, you know, so.
If you're looking to impress friends with a new language, you might want to have a couple drinks before showing off your new skills. There was an experiment done. Researchers in England and the Netherlands found that consuming a small amount of alcohol made it easier for someone to speak in another language. They say that the researchers broke down students. They gave some groups some alcohol and some just had them go in sober. And the group that had a little liquid courage did a lot better at speaking in a foreign tongue. I think part of it probably has to do with inhibition. I think the biggest thing about trying to speak a foreign language is you get in your own head about it. You feel really self-conscious. And I would imagine that alcohol would sort of take that anxiety away. And it would give you sort of like a who cares kind of attitude. Like, yeah, I'm just going to give it a try.
So these people already speak a foreign language? They speak it better or...
It gives them courage to speak it better.
Oh, okay.
Like it's one of those things where these were students that were speaking German, and they were German students studying abroad, and they were like, okay, go talk to somebody in another language. And apparently when they had the alcohol, it made them a little bit more confident and better and improved their language skills.
Ah.
So something to be said. But if
you go speak your German language better.
Under the influence.
Under the influence.
You're right. I live there. I mean, you probably don't care. I mean, you're drunk all the time. You're trying to get something. So, yeah.
So that was that was their finding. Apparently, alcohol helps. Albert Einstein's note about happiness is worth $1.5 million. That's how much the 1922 note brought at auction yesterday. It was written in German, as a matter of fact. I don't know if he was drunk or not. He wrote the note to a courier who delivered a message to him at a hotel in Tokyo. And I guess...
What was the significance of the note?
It's interesting. It was, a quiet, modest life brings more joy than the pursuit of success, bound with constant unrest.
I'm sure he would probably be upset that his note about true happiness isn't money sold for $1.3 million at an auction. I mean, do all of his notes go for so much money? Anything that he's scribed on?
That's what I wonder.
It's not like the theory for cold fusion.
No, but it's just, I guess it was a note about happiness. And he wrote it in German. And it apparently an anonymous European buyer now owns it. $1.5 million is what they spent. Einstein reportedly gave the courier the note instead of a tip. So the courier like brought him something and he's like, you know what? I got a tip for you. Here you go.
He's cheap.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah.
The other note had the line, when there's a will, there's a way.
Ooh.
Did it really?
These were his little sage deals.
I don't know if he invented that term.
I wonder if he did. And then the idea that he would just give these instead of tips. Everyone's like, great. You do not want to get called to drop off a telegram.
No.
At Einstein's room. He's going to give you a slip of paper. It's going to be something like Confucius says. I hope you're happy.
There's a way. God, you hear that all the time now. He must have.
I don't know if he coined it.
This is a Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Today is the 20-year anniversary of the October snowstorm in 1997 that like crippled the city. A snowstorm.
Yeah, I still remember.
Broke all the power lines.
Yeah, I remember stepping out because I was trapped for a week. I went in that power for a little over a week in-house. I just remember going outside and it being so weirdly quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so thick but quiet. And you can hear branches dropping all over the neighborhood, cracking and falling, you know. So, yeah, that was a time, man.
Yeah.
So we should be lucky that
So the problem, kids, is the leaves were still on the trees.
Yeah.
All of the trees still had leaves. So when this ice snowstorm hit, the weight of all those frozen leaves
brought
down, it killed all the trees.
Yeah.
Knocked out all these giant power lines. So there were like quadrants of the city, the parts of the city that still has trees.
Yeah.
Was basically blind. And out west, people were like, you guys are still dealing with this? Like it bothered people out west and the majority of the city for like 2 or 3 days.
Because remember, they didn't have trees out there.
And then everybody else moved on with their lives. And people, we were like, the rest of the Midtown was like Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
We were like, help, it's still really bad.
Gosh. It was so cold. I remembered, I mean, I told stories about trying to keep warm by lighting candles. And just doing that little, you know, hand over the candle, you know, cuddled up with my buddy Bo. Not really cuddled up, but you know what I mean.
Really?
Close to each other. You were trying to survive.
Yeah, hey, listen, man.
No one's judging you.
Wilderness rules, you know?
It was Brokeback Mountain style living. That's what it was.
Yeah,
I had sex with a man.
Whoa! We're finally getting to the nut.
Literally.
Of stuff.
The nut.
No, we don't want to get to that.
No, I didn't have sex with a man. But yeah, we were going
then.
We'd go into establishments to stay warm.
So,
yeah. What's it called when it's belly to belly? Kangaroo care. Like in the water, if you're stuck on Everest, don't you supposed to?
You're supposed to cuddle,
take your shirts
right?
off and you rub your bodies.
Yeah.
Against each other.
Could you imagine?
Isn't that kangaroo care?
Like, I think so.
Kangaroo care is like for kids, I thought. Kangaroo care is like when you have a baby and you do skin to skin. I don't know. Maybe they do that. Yeah. Maybe that's what it's called when you do it as adults as well. I don't know.
What would you do, Molly, if it was just you and me on a mountain? We'd have to survive.
I wouldn't want to talk about it when we got back off that mountain, but I'd do what I needed to do to get off that mountain. And then we'd never speak of it again.
I mean, what if that...
Jeff, what would you do?
I just have like that haunted stare that...
In the wild, that was a common thing that people had to make love to stay alive.
Yeah, you got to get the
heat like produced water somehow. Uh-huh. So when you're stuck on the side of the road, people are starting to stare at each other knowing there's the countdown. Well, I guess we're going to have to do it. I mean, it'll make water.
Yeah.
And other people are like looking at their watch. Let's wait to get rescued one more day.
Hold on a second. Let's just, before we do something that we can't ever take back once we get out of here.
And I'm all excited. No, come on. We've been stranded for 2 hours. No, come on.
It's been 5 minutes.
Let's make love.
Let's get real sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
Rainforest sweaty.
But yeah, I guess that's what you do to stay warm. I don't know when you make that decision. I guess at the very end.
When you absolutely have exhausted everything else.
Oh, God. I can see the 7 mile stare out of Molly's, coming out of Molly's head.
Oh, that interview when you get off the mountain and they're like, oh, it must have been really traumatic. That day, I was like, I don't want to talk about it.
Don't you feel like though, if the power goes out, let's say we had another one of those storms,
I wish it would.
We're all going to feel pretty dumb because we spent the whole last year watching everyone else around the country lose power, and it's like you should have been prepared.
I was thinking that thing yesterday. I'm like, for some reason, I have it in my head that the power could go out at any given time. I don't know why, so I start running through. Am I prepared? Am I prepared? No. I prepared last year. Remember, I was doing the spunker. What was it called? The spunkter. I was
the spunk bunker.
Yeah,
the spunker. No, I don't know what that was. But
the water's drank. The food's all eaten.
Oh, you were storing in the basement emergency water and beans.
Yeah, it's all gone.
How did beans get eaten?
Yeah, where'd the beans go?
Come on now.
Did you put the ribs in with the beans?
Who the hell doesn't eat beans?
You really have been eating your survival beans? Is that
what's
gone been
already? Yeah.
The food is in the survival beans?
Yeah, the food that's all gone. I have to go get more actually.
I have to get more supplies for my spunker.
People don't usually accidentally eat their survival food.
I know,
it's usually
I do.
Stuck someplace.
It's called lazy.
In fact, the problem is you look at your survival food like I'm never going to touch any of that.
No. At some point, don't they tell you though, you got to recycle it out? Like you got to cycle
you're
it out. Like
to.
If it's supposed to, like, you know, I mean, your survival food is supposed to be food that you would actually eat. So it's something that you would rotate into.
Shelf life is pretty ridiculous. That's why if you're really into the survival thing, you're supposed to rotate it as food that you eat, just so you're in the mode of eating it.
Okay,
right.
So it won't be so strange if you ever have
or
to
gross.
Go to that mode.
Like you're eating spam.
But I mean, I've got these survival bars. I mean, it's like the mother of all. It was in some package for like camping. I'll never take it anywhere. There's end of the world chunks of like protein or whatever they are. They're hard as a rock. It's stuff that would probably be in a military raft if a submarine sinks.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And you can bite off hunks of this stuff, and I don't know what it is. It's
delicious.
Last line of defense, nutrition, and then you die.
After you're done making love.
What the hell are they called? They're called like Easy Bars. I got a bunch of them. And those
are
somewhere I look. They're in a cupboard someplace. I'm like,
are they terrible?
Just taking space. I've never tasted it. There's supposedly it's supposed to be awful, but it's...
Oh, you got to at least try one,
right? End of the world food.
Well, I mean, you know, it's end of the world food, Molly.
I thought it was something, but you got to
at least try it, I'm saying. Like,
right. I think the mindset was I could take that camping if I was going to get super bold.
Yeah.
And it would travel light. I'm like,
isn't
really? I'm going to go camping and eat end of the world food?
Sounds awful. Especially the way you guys camp. Camping usually for you, you eat better than most people do at like a 4-star restaurant.
I pack so much stuff on my backpack. I've always been a bad...
I'm
a bad packer.
Yeah, bad packer.
Say
camp.
We go on vacation, I bring two suitcases. So I try and go camping. I bring so much extra crap and electronics and
extra
TVs.
It's a strange thing because it's like you pack, if you've ever done it, people, you pack as if you're never coming home again. It is strange because I overpacked too until finally I was like, this is too heavy.
I pack like I just moved out of my apartment. I pack like I just
like
got
on the
kicked
run?
Out. Yeah, like I just got kicked out.
you might be on a fugitive,
yes,
escaping. Like,
and so I'll be hiking in over at that Hitchcock Park over in Iowa.
Yeah.
And the hikers walk past me, and I can see by the look on their face how terrible I must look.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they always have a look like, are you okay? Because I'm pouring with sweat. And I have so much gear on me, it looks like I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
So they're all kind of giving me a, like, are you okay? And where are you going?
I know. I'm on the run.
I overpack water. And when you pass those people that are hiking, they always have a bottle of water.
That's it.
Yeah. And that just, yeah,
mine. And there you are.
Just
you
mine. Yeah.
Just
they
a
are.
Sack.
They are having a nice day in the park.
I need water.
And I'm moving in.
Yeah.
They're looking at me like, is there a mushroom cloud over Omaha? Where I'm like, get out of town. It's over.
Yeah.
EMP.
Oh, man. 20 years ago today. Jeez.
They're called
storm.
They're called ER emergency rations.
They sound awful.
They're calorie food bars.
Okay.
Ew, that sounds terrible. Just the name, calorie food bars.
Give me another flavor.
That even says it's in food flavor.
You can buy them on Amazon Prime.
I'm
certified by the U.S. Coast Guard to remain fresh for up to 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Each packet contains 9 individual ready-to-eat 410-calorie rations.
Oh, boy.
That's the thing. Keep in mind that at no point have they said, like, that there's anything about flavor or food, like what kind of...
It's called survival.
You rip the package open and you eat the bar.
Eat calorie.
You want to bring
eat calories, stay alive.
I want to eat this non-flavored calorie food bar.
Mm,
wow.
Tell me more about your food bars.
Yeah.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.
All right, celebrity news. What's up, Molly? What's going on?
Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez have reunited.
What?
And it feels so good.
What do you mean? They're back together?
They met up. Apparently, they're talking again.
Yeah.
She's still dating The Weeknd.
Yeah, don't lie to our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Not lying. They got together. They went. They reunited at her house in Studio City. So it was last weekend. I guess TMZ got photos of Bieber pulling into the driveway of Selena Gomez's house, and then Gomez walking into her place 10 minutes later. The two, I guess, hung out until at least midnight. The Weeknd is in the loop on everything, but wasn't there because he's away on tour. But he knows that they've been talking again. You know, Gomez underwent a kidney transplant over the summer, so that might have, like, re-sparked them communicating. But Justin Bieber...
But as buddies. They're pitching it as friends.
Yeah.
So 2011 to 2014.
They're not good for each other. I don't think they're good for each other. You don't want this.
I don't either.
She upset her being around him.
I'm guessing
Bieber.
I think
they're like a toxic couple.
I think Bieber's kind of, I think he's going back to the well a little bit because of all his, he's a little bit more spiritual and or whatever have you. So that must be it.
They're each other's first love, yeah, which is tough on kid at that age, that young. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're each other's first love, but you know.
Look, I guess. I'm sure he probably reached out to her when all the stuff was going on with her health. You know, it's been all over the fact that, you know, she had that kidney transplant and things have been really tough for her. So it would make sense that he would reach out, but it's good. You know, who knows what's happening? It's probably, they hung out. That's all they're saying. John Mayer took to Twitter yesterday to commemorate 1 year of sobriety. I guess he wrote on Instagram, 1 year ago today, I decided to give drinking a break. And for me, it's a constant return on investment.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Hey, remember he said he wasn't going to drink anymore, but he would smoke weed.
All right, so he still has his vices.
At the time, people were like, "Well, don't say that. That's not really good." But
he turned 40 earlier this month, and he had told Rolling Stone that he decided to give up drinking after deciding it was a con and that it always went wrong for him. Yeah, a con. Yeah, I guess it just he didn't feel like it was the thing for him. So he's been doing the sober thing for the last year. Anna Faris is claiming that a male director once slapped her on the butt in front of everyone on a movie set. She said she was doing a scene where I was on a ladder and I was supposed to be taking books off a shelf, and he just slapped my butt in front of the whole crew. So this is unqualified. She's been doing a podcast as well as she's got the book coming out. And she goes on to say that the director made her feel small. So a lot of people are sharing these moments now with the Harvey Weinstein effect of everything. People are coming out and talking about instances. But you're going to be hearing a lot more from her as she's out there promoting that book. And Sam Smith blaming tequila on the flub that he made while accepting his Oscar for Best New Song. He said he wasn't happy with his performance. He had no chance of winning. And so this is what he was telling Ellen. And he was like, so I just decided, hey, why not go ahead and get my drink on? And then we won. And I got up there and I messed up my speech.
Was it that bad?
No,
he basically said he was the first gay person to ever win an Oscar. And everybody was like, what? And then he said things That's even right. got more awkward when he ran into Elton John at an after party, who pointed out to him, I've won an Oscar and I'm super gay.
He should have been like, are you gay though?
Because I can't tell. But the way you walk, heck no.
Elton John, are you gay?
Yeah.
That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right.
Now we need to know what kind of tequila.
Yeah, the good stuff.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.